And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're at the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in Point Loma. And speaking of Fisherman's Landing, we have Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing talking fishing here. Oh, boy, a lot to talk about, and you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, great morning to talk about some fishing, which is what this show does every Saturday and Sunday, no matter what.
No matter what. And, you know, going through this crisis, you know, it's just so great to be able to still talk about fishing. Exactly. And there, you know, we're as we approach what's going to be an epic fishing season, we need to be ready.
Yeah, right.
We need to keep pumped up. We need our fishing fix. And a guy that's going to give us that is Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing right now. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Great, great. Of course, you know, landing shut down, but there's still a lot of fish talk going around, right?
There is. The Royal Polaris just came back earlier this week. They got to fish that bluefin for maybe a half a day. Had 40 bluefin. They came in from that 16 or 18-day trip, well within overnight range.
Yeah.
And Jeff said it's all a really good sign. Most of that fish was 40 to 80 pounds,
oh,
you know.
Sweet.
Still getting emails, still taking reservations online. People are chomping to go fishing.
Right.
I go in a couple hours a day and talk to people, and they want to go fishing, like not yesterday, but or tomorrow. They want to go now.
They want to go right now. Yeah,
that
I
was
hear
the
you.
First trip.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, things will change here in the not too distant future, and we'll start to be able to live that.
So. Yeah, I mean, we're taking everything at 2 weeks at a 2 week increments. You know.
Yeah. So you're booking trips like 2 weeks out now.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So like our next available trip is April 17th. Probably a slim chance of that going, but we're really, really hoping for April, May 1st, you know.
May 1st, yeah.
Hopefully we get a lot more information on what's going on, and you know what, maybe it's groups of 20 or 25 that get to go first. That will be perfect for us, you know.
Sure.
And we get these boats
limited load.
Limited load, yeah. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I believe, truly believe that people will pay more to go on a limited load to go fishing.
Oh, absolutely. We had to go the first round or a couple rounds of canceling trips, people was like, well, what about if we pay $800? I mean, we're not going to do that. That's not what we're about.
Yeah.
But people are willing to pay the extra money to go fishing, you know, with the smaller group of people. And we got the whole fleet ready. You know, the Condor's the last boat to get boat work done for our local range fleet, and he's pretty much dialed up. He just gave us our schedule to start putting online, you know. And we got the Queen ready to run. Obviously, last time he was out, he had limits of bluefin. The Tomahawk's ready to go. Islander's about ready to go. Liberty's ready to go. The Dolphin for the half day, he's getting a brand new bait tank here in the next week or two. So if he wants to do the full day charters or overflow or whatever, he can do that. He's going to have the bait capacity. So Fisherman's Landing's ready to go. As soon as we get the green light, we're going fishing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And the cool thing is they're doing a lot of work on the boats. So, you know, when we flip the switch and go time, if the boats are ready, they're going to be in good shape and ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. The one thing I would say, make your reservations now, because the first couple trips are filling up. The guys that are already on, they're just moving like, okay, we have to cancel. Put me on the next available trip. I don't care.
Cool. So you're saying you're booking 2 weeks out. If you book these 2 weeks and like you say, it's maybe not the best, you know, chance of it happening, they can automatically switch over to the next block of 2 weeks you do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Whatever fits their schedule.
No cost, no change.
With everything that's going on, we're accommodating everyone. There is no service fee. There is no changing anything, you know. If you can't make it because you're out of town or whatever, we will 100% work with you. We will move you to a different trip. If you need a full refund, we give you a full refund. A lot of guys, a large majority of guys are like, just, you know, that money's gone. That's spent. Hold on to our money. We use it as a floating deposit. They could use it on any open party trip out of Fisherman's Landing. When they're ready to go, they can go.
That, awesome.
Yeah, I like it. That's cool.
Yeah. So speaking of the Condor, they did a lot of work this winter, right?
Yeah, they just remodeled their whole galley. Last year they redid their stateroom. They're painting I think they're just about done painting the house and everything. And I think they just got to do the deck and stuff. And, it looks really good down there.
Saw a picture of them on Instagram yesterday, the day previous. The paint job looks awesome, man. That boat is shining, man. It looks really good.
So they just got a little odds and end things to finish up, you know, paint the deck and stuff. He's going to be ready to go probably within a week or two.
Wow, fantastic. Yep. And Liberty did a lot of work on the Liberty, right?
Yeah, probably not so much what customer will notice, but like parts of new deck, new upper deck there and stuff like that. A lot of mechanical stuff, hull work and everything that just like keeping that boat tip top, you know.
Yeah.
So probably not a whole lot the passengers will see, but more that just needs the behind the scene boat work type of stuff.
Yeah. From the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, I get to watch what's going on overlooking the fleet here and see who's doing the work. And all the boats were working real hard on the boat. Islander did a lot of work on the boat, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, John on the last 5 years, he's almost rebuilt the whole house, the wheelhouse, upper deck, you know, brand new bait tank on the boat coming this year, or last year he got it and everything like that, new fish hold systems and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, everyone's ready. You've seen the Shogun busting their butts the last 6 weeks. Royal Star is in the yard right now. XL just got back from the yard. He's going to be ready to go and stuff like that. As soon as we get the green light, I think some of these long-range guys we'll start throwing maybe some 3-day trips on and stuff like that through their websites and stuff, and you can get on there.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know we're going to hear from Captain Frank Gilpressi later on in the show today, who talk about that trip. But they're going to just getting ready to do some extensive boat work.
This is
their time of the year.
Yep. The long range fleet's been really lucky. They're kind of dodging a bullet as of right now. Almost every long range boat's in doing boat work. We get a ton of questions about what's the long range fleet doing. Well, this is maintenance.
Yeah, this is when they would be doing maintenance.
Yeah, they're not missing anything as of right now.
Yeah, which is good news for the crews and the captains and the future of sport fishing.
Yeah, right.
Indeed. Exactly. Yeah, so what's the deal with this bluefin? It's there's a lot of it up and down the coast, right?
It sure sounds like it. I mean, from what I've got reports from the last guys that were out fishing and the private guide boaters, you know, buddies of ours, they're fishing anywhere from 40, 50 miles, you know, maybe some a little closer, all the way down to Cedros. It sounds like the guys that were coming back up the line seeing that fish, anywhere. I think majority of that fish, it's been like that 40 to 80 pound, but fish up to 200 pounds and seen some bigger fish, giant schools. I mean, Gavin, last time he was out, I think he said he saw his biggest school he's ever seen, you know, well over, like, I mean, he said quarter of a mile by a mile or something like that.
And yeah. What's the hot ticket? Are they eating bait? Are they eating...
50, 60-pound fluorocarbon, number one 1-0 gorilla hook or whatever your favorite hook would be, and that's it. And, you know, there's a few fish on the flat fall and a few fish on the kite, but it's legit just bait fishing, you know?
That's what was so great about that fish that the Tomahawk had, the Pacific Queen had, was just it was just regular, normal, good sport boat fishing.
Yeah.
Pull up, throw a bunch of bait, throw a bunch of, you know, live bait over the side with, you know, with 40-pound and 50-pound your two-speed reel and hook your tuna and wind up, you know, it's just good, regular, basic fishing. What was
yeah.
it like?
Your Talica 12, Talica 16, 7-foot, 50, 60-pound rod, soak a bait, catch a fish, you know. There's
so
no
cool.
special.
That's awesome.
Nothing special right now.
Yeah. And this is what happened last year, right? April,
yeah.
May,
yeah.
June were the months, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It was there with
yeah.
a good blue. I mean, not that we didn't have bluefin tuna and yellowfin tuna
and
in
all year,
September,
year.
October, November,
yeah.
too, but... I mean, this is kind of shaping
this
up.
This is where it kicked off, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is the time.
Yep.
So hopefully, you know, we get through this crisis and pandemic and we get back to doing what we do best.
Yeah. yeah. People want to go fishing. People yeah. don't want to get out of their houses, and fishing is going to be on top of that list, I think.
Yeah.
To get out on the water.
So are you guys manning the phones at Fisherman's Landing then?
Yeah. We're starting Monday or Tuesday. We'll have someone in the office for at least probably 3 or 4 hours a day, you know.
Okay.
We're not going to be open to the public. It's just answering phones. You can't come down or anything like that.
Right.
But I've been answering emails almost every day, you know. Still taking a couple charters, taking reservations over the through email or online and stuff like that. We're going to try to have someone in the office at least a couple hours a day to answer phone calls. If you want to book a charter with the boats, we're still getting plenty of charter inquiries and booked a charter last week and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we're going to be...
Still boats available for charter?
Yeah, there's still, I mean, all the weekends are, I think, probably for the most part booked up, you know. The cool thing is we got the Outrider out of Fisherman's Landing now. Great boat for max 11 people, you know. So if you're looking for a small group... Or you have a small group and want a cool little boat, that Outrider is definitely it.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of work on that.
Jeff ran the Tomahawk the last couple of years. He bought the Outrider, you know. He wanted something for smaller groups. So he has a lot of dates available. I'm not sure what he has available after the Fred Hall show. I know, talking to Jeff and Stan, he's booked a handful of charters and stuff like that. So, but that's a boat that's available. You know, your normal boats, the Pegasus and Fortune are starting filling up, you know. Condor's got plenty of trips. The Islander probably has a few weekdays left and stuff. But, yeah.
But like you said, that's a good tip about that Outrider, because a lot of the real popular charter boats, like you mentioned, the Fortune and the Pegasus and the Dawn and things like that, those guys, you know, they have so much repeat business that a lot of their prime dates get booked up, you know, before they're ever even available to anybody. But since he's a brand new owner, it doesn't come with any previous date, so it's a good way to be able to sneak in and slide on and get, you know, get
good
some
idea.
Prime, yeah, get some prime dates.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's one of those things, like you say, you know, you do that now, you can maybe still grab a weekend here or there in the summer where you wait until this fishing season, you know, you wait until they say go, those dates will all evaporate.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Really fast.
No doubt about it. Yeah. And the thing is too is I think it depends on probably the individual that's running the trips or the boat. I'm sure that if they needed to cancel the postpone the trip, they'd slide that deposit over and do it.
I would imagine. I mean, it's really up to the boat owners, and the boat owners are going to work with everyone.
Oh,
you know, they understand what's going on, and they don't want to sit at the dock, you know. So they will definitely work with everyone that's got a charter and stuff, and we'll take it trip by trip, based by passenger or charter master by charter master basis and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well. Mm-hmm. Eerily quiet on the bay yesterday. If you didn't hear, they it was the actually the county of San Diego, the medical head person. She decided that any use on the bay was declared not good, and so they shut the bay down. They shut the you can't take your kayak out, you can't take your paddleboard out. You can't fish from the rocks.
Yeah, no recreational boating, swimming, surfing whatsoever.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So So that's why the bay is so empty
yes.
right now. If you're looking, and we're limited on reports. We're kind of relying on the commercial fleet. There are some commercial guys that may be getting out that are looking around in the local mm-hmm. waters and stuff like that. But that's about it.
Yep.
That can get out. But if you're planning on a trip, you better go up north, Orange County.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can't do it out of San Diego County.
Yep.
And from Oceanside to San Diego. So that's why it seems so quiet. And needless to say, that switch could probably be flipped at any time, and we could be right back to it here.
Yeah, that's why we're taking everything at 2-week basis, you know, increments. As soon as we get the green light, we'll get the landing open, we'll get the tackle shop back open. I'm sure the guys will want the plane back up as fast as possible. You know, they'll talk to Ken Frankie and trying to get coordinate with Tom there to get the plane up, get these
yeah.
fish located, and we'll be. I mean, I don't think we're gonna miss a beat. I mean. These guys will be out there searching and finding this stuff, and no one thinks it's going to go anywhere. There's plenty of bait for that stuff to go. The water's yeah. good, you know. That fish isn't yeah. going. It's been here for how long now?
Yeah, yeah. right.
It's not going to go anywhere.
Water conditions are good.
Yeah. I mean, all the way back from you know however many weeks ago that was, we had Tom Green call saying, you know, this is the most fish I've ever seen, and you know, you flash forward what a few weeks and. It's here, and it's invaded the coast, and,
yeah.
you know, just like you said, I mean, literally the last trip that was ran on the Queen was limits of bluefin tuna, and
yeah.
now it's shut down. I mean, I guarantee when they say go, it will be just as it was.
Yeah, yeah. we're going to have. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about in the fishing world today.
We do. So much to cover. I mean, boy, having Carl here with the landing, not only, you know, running things on the landing side of things, but a long career of fishing and working on a lot of boats and working in the tackle store and a great time and great source of information. And we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only are we taking your phone calls, not only are we talking fishing, man, Carl has brought us such an awesome prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing.
Come on.
On any single boat that is running an open party one-day trip, you've got a pass to go. You find an open party one day, doesn't matter which boat it is, if it's running open party out of the landing, you got a spot on it to go. And Carl was really gracious, said if you wanted to upgrade that to a day and a half, you pay the extra difference, no problem there. So that's good for any boat running open party out of the landing. How cool is that?
Unbelievable. Thanks, Carl.
Yeah, we're really stoked on that. That's an awesome prize. Again, if you want to get your shot at that, or better yet, your chance to talk to Carl, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check FreedomBoatClub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Hi there, I'm Hayden from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phone lines are already packed up. It's going to be a very busy morning. Everybody excited to talk to Carl again. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973.
All right. Hey, you know, you just heard about the listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the smart speaker. You know, you just say, Hey, Alexa, play Let's Talk. No, they say actually play the fan on radio.com, and it'll come through. So yeah. 97.3, say Alexa, play 97.3 the fan. It'll come through on your smart speaker. Of course, you can listen on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and that's an easy way. But I know a lot of people are listening on their smart speakers, Alexa and Google or whatever, the smart speaker. A lot of people are listening, and it's an easy way to do it.
I love that thing.
Yeah
we rely on that thing so much. We have the whole house hooked up to it. It makes life super easy.
Either on the app, take it with you wherever you go, or right at home there with your smart device. Listen to that stock hookup.
Way to do it, man.
Yeah. Well, let's find out what's biting down.
You got it, man. Hey, he's in early. The man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today, that catch report sponsored by Hands and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series, the custom bluefin and yellowfin knife from Hands and Knives. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offer knives for hunting, military, law enforcement, and more. Check anzaknives.com for more details. And just like we talked about yesterday, you can get that Fish Pro Series knife available at Fisherman's Processing. So some amazing products that are made right here in the USA. There's nothing like an Anza knife.
Absolutely. Good morning, Captain Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Another strange week. Didn't we have another strange week? And now they're closed your harbor down there right when that bluefin shows up. Isn't that perfect?
Isn't that perfect?
So,
yeah.
What a weird world we're living in today.
It is.
But there was a little tiny bit of coverage, like you guys were saying, out of Dana Point Harbor. There was a few boats that were able to fish this week. I got a couple of buddies that went over to Catalina. Found some yellowtail on the middle of the backside of the island on a couple of spots back there, and fairly good calico bass fishing. And then as far as on the coast, I was told by another client that they fished that Box Canyon rockfish area down there and had very, very good rockfish fishing. It was pretty much two at a time, as fast as you could get it down to the bottom, and there was no boats. And that's pretty much all the reports I got, because as you all know, there is nobody fishing right now.
That was the coast. That was the whole thing.
That was it. Yeah, it's very, very, very quiet indeed. And, Dave, you're early today.
Yeah, well, they're going to open up Costco at 8 o'clock this morning, so I'm going to be in that line. So I didn't want to be stuck in the line trying to talk to you guys.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No problem, man. We're just glad to hear from you.
Yeah,
for sure.
We like hearing about some fishing.
Yeah. Well, and, of course, fishdope.com. Danny's keeping on it. He's got all the information for you on fishdope.com. Thanks to guys like Dave and Mark and all the people that are reporting that from fishing that they hear what's going on.
Yeah, totally.
$20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you? At Costco.
Well, guys, check out, yeah, come to Costco, and I'll be giving a fish report in line this morning. But look at my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. Plus, I'm doing some cool stuff right now, Pete, because everybody's stuck at home. And, Rick, I'm doing every day at 12 o'clock, I'm doing a little mini seminar for 15 minutes live on Facebook. And then at 3 o'clock, this will be the ninth day in a row of crazy stories with Captain Dave Hansen. Every day at 3 o'clock on my Facebook Live. I got two things going every day, and we're getting about 150, 200 people watching every day, so it's pretty cool.
I'm sure you got plenty of crazy stories.
Yeah.
Yep, some that we can't even tell, Rick.
All right,
well,
Captain
great job, Dave.
Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate the report.
Good luck at Costco.
All right, dangerous. Guys, see ya.
Take care,
hazardous. Dave. Yeah, well, phones are packed, Rick, and they want to talk to Carl, so let's jump into
Sounds
it.
Sounds good, man. Why don't we start this honoring off with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Don.
So for Captain Dave, just a heads up, fresh ling cod from New Zealand, mussels, swordfish, and Atlantic salmon is what they have at Costco. So that's his fish report.
That's the hot dope right there.
You got it. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Carl, it's a pleasure to speak with you on the phone. I see you on Facebook all the time and when I'm down at the landing. So really, I just wanted to, one, thank you for what you do, two, wish you a happy birthday.
Oh,
and then
you.
Three, if you could tell us a little bit about your background. A lot of us don't know you personally, so tell us what you do at Fisherman's Landing and how you got there.
I'll give you the short story. Well, I started fishing and working on boats when I was 11, 10 years old with my brother, Mike, who used to own the Malahini. Worked on the half-day boat for a couple years, then went over and worked on the Apollo for 5 or 6 years. Did all the charter boat thing when Jeff Jones had the boat. Kevin Ward, Chris Flores ran the boat. Rick Polak was there originally. Worked on the Champ for 6 or 7 years and worked with Art on the Searcher for another 6 or 7 years. Went into the tackle store for a little while. Worked with Ricky on and off all the time, you know, during Fred Hall shows, and worked at the tackle shop, 5, 6 years also?
Yeah, least, yeah,
something
of,
like that.
Whenever you weren't on the boat?
Yeah. Then went back onto the boat for a little while, worked on the Islander for 5 or 6, I think it was 7 years on there. Then wife got pregnant and had some health issues with some other family members, planned on taking a season off. And then the job opened up at Fisherman's Landing. I had a new kid on the way and everything, so decided to take a break from the boat thing and be home with the kids and the wife and everything. And that's how I got the job at Fisherman's Landing. It's kind of a long story short there. And love it. I've loved my job ever since, you know. I get to do what I love to do, talk fishing, still get to go fishing, hang out with the guys, be very involved with everything. So that's how I kind of got to this point.
Carl's the perfect guy to be in his position because he's a great liaison from, one, being in the office because he's been around it, you know, from the tackle side of things, but also really good at working with the, you know, individual boat captains on whatever issues, you know, both good and bad that come up, because he's been on that side of the life too. So, you know, spent a lot more of his time working on the boats, and, you know, he just gets it when there's boat problems that, you know, maybe somebody who's been on the office side their whole life wouldn't get. So he's a really good guy to have in that position, because a good mix of both, of being on the water and now being in the office side.
Well, appreciate what you do, Carl. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have somebody with Carl's knowledge behind the phones, behind the desk, advising people.
Totally.
Because he's done it all. He's run the boats. He's worked in the tackle store. People say, what kind of tackle do I need? Like today, if you have questions about tackle, Carl's got the answer.
And I'll say that, too. Like, when you call Fisherman's Landing, whether you're calling the tackle store or you're calling the office, like, whoever is answering that phone, they are very well-versed in what they are talking about. You know, our place does not have phone answerers. You know, we everybody's there, lives it and breathes it and has done it a long time. And, you know, whether you're calling to make a reservation or you're calling for fishing tackle, like when somebody picks up that phone, they are very well educated in what you need to know.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if it's your first time half day fisherman or your seasoned long range fisherman. A lot of guys will know exactly the basics of what you would need, you know, get you in the general ballpark of what you're going to do, you know. Especially me, I mean, I've done half day to long range fishing. There are John Anthony and there's Biz and some of the other guys in the office that, I mean, they love fishing. If they're not in the office, yeah, they're out fishing.
They're out fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll have current information.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland is on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, Carl, Corey. How's everybody doing? Okay.
We're doing well. We're hanging in there talking good. Fishing. That's our highlight of our week this week.
Hey, I just saw the boat.
Yeah, you know, actually.
Yeah. Wow.
Actually, the fishing has been pretty good down south.
A
few boats have been going out. A lot of locals, Pongeros, have been going out and actually feeding the family. And a few cruisers as well. The fishing's been very good. No wind all week. It's been beautiful weather, flat water, and the fish have been close. The fish are pretty much ranging pretty close inshore, 1 to 3 miles off from La Rivera down to Punta Colorado. They're catching a lot of Spanish mackerel around, so everybody's making their own live bait, and it's really, really effective. As usual for this time of year, a lot of striped marlin around. This is, I think, April's probably our best month for striped marlin, and there's loads and loads around. The guys are releasing 5 or 6, and they're actually keeping a couple, too, feeding everybody. But lots and lots of striped marlin around. I get mostly on the max, a few on the ballyhoo, but a lot, like I say, loads of them around. They're loading up. And also on the inside drop-offs, in particular on the deeper drop-offs closer to the beach, a lot of yellowtail as well. Now, not real, real big ones like they were earlier in the year, 5 to 20 pounds, but they're catching, you know, 5 to 10 per boat and loading up on them too. A lot of Dorado around and a few Wahoo as well. So fishing's been pretty darn good, and the weather's beautiful too. By the way, the weather's in the high 70s, low 80s, clear skies, really nice. Can't wait to get everybody back down fishing.
I'll bet. And, you know, it's just a matter of when they let it open up. Any word from the Mexican officials about, you know, it's kind of an unknown future, just like it is for us, right?
Yeah, you know, just day before yesterday, they shut everything down, finally. You know, that was kind of overdue. You know, they've been kind of ignoring it. And so through the month of April, all the hotels and pretty much everything, pretty much like San Diego and the United States, they're really shutting everything off. The boats that are going out aren't going out of the marina. All the marinas are closed, and boats aren't allowed to go in and out. So any of the boats that are going out are being pushed off the beach or that are anchored off the front.
Sure.
But it's to their advantage, you know. My gosh, they're very, very light pressure. The fishing's really extraordinary. I went down for a couple of days last week just to check on everything, and gosh, it's beautiful. It's a good time of year to be down there.
Well, one of the messages is keep your trip. I mean, hopefully we'll still be able to do our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero trip in early June.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep your trip booked. And I know you're being very flexible with people, letting them roll their dates into future dates, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We appreciate everybody working with us. And, it's been kind of it's uncharted waters we're in right now for sure. And I'm hoping hopefully, if we can get out of this end of April, we'll be back going, you know, mid-May. That's what I'm hopeful for anyway. But like you said, we're missing out on some good fishing right now. It was a real eye-opener last week, you know. It's been awfully good. And like I say, the weather's been nice, and it'd be nice to see everybody back down. That's for sure.
No doubt. And I know Cass made a great call yesterday. Just a reminder for everybody that does have airfare booked. He said, you know, the best move is to just hold out and let your airfare let your air carrier make the decision of canceling the trip. He said, if you cancel, it's on you. If they cancel, it's on them. So just hold your ground.
Yeah, and they're doing a lot of calls. That's exactly right. They are doing a lot of cancellations. But it's interesting, you know, both Alaska is flying still out of San Diego and Los Angeles down there. And Volaris, of course, out of Tijuana as well. They're keeping their flights open. So people actually can go back and forth. I'm not sure what for at this stage of the game, for the rest of the month of April anyway. But the airlines are flying right now. So
So
hey, if I was going to get quarantined that's... somewhere, I'd much rather be at the ranch than anywhere else.
Right now, exactly.
Quarantine me there, no problem.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, we have the little subdivision. We got about 45 homes down there next to the ranch that we built over the years. And there's more homeowners in there now than there's ever been at any one time that I can recall. Everybody's beating it out of Los Angeles and the population centers and hanging out at the ranch. And I heard of one case that was out of La Rivera, but actually it's one of the executives over at the development down south from us. And I guess they came down with it, but they were diagnosed up here in the United States. They were down there for a few days and came back out. Otherwise, I don't know of any cases on the East Cape yet. So
that's good news. Hey, keep it that way, John. And if somebody wants to book a trip, wants to look for a great time, someone coming up this late spring and summer, how do we get a hold of you?
We'll be there, Pedro. Okay, it's 800-646-2252 or rancholandarrow.com.
Great report, John. We sure appreciate you keeping us in the loop. Glad to hear there's some good fishing. Stay safe down there, and we will talk to you next week.
We will. I appreciate you guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Carl. Let's jump into it.
You got it, man. How about Tom in University City up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning. So happy to be talking about fishing.
Yes, right. Indeed.
Hey, we've covered this topic quite a few times. It's the short top shot versus having some mono for fly lining. And last year I started using, 25-pound mono on my lighter setups, and I found, you know, if I casted it, I could get them away from the boat. But when I put heavy mono on, so talking about those 50-pound to 70-pound bluefin, whenever I put some 40-pound mono on, I still just have a real hard time getting the bait away from the boat. So, and the other thing is I have a Talica 12, when I put the 40 or 50 pound mono on there, the reel ends up staying in the rack until the captain says, oh yeah, these are bigger ones. So what are your thoughts on, you know, short top shot versus mono? And then I was wondering if I did put 40 pound mono on, would that be strong enough for 50 pound fluoro? And should I consider an 8-foot rod to maybe just be able to cast that better? What are your guys' thoughts these days on
great questions
on that, or just go short top shot?
I still like fishing like a 25-foot top shot or shorter. You know, you never really want to go 40-pound mono to 50-pound fluorocarbon. You should always match 50 to 50. You could go down one fluorocarbon, say if you got 50-pound mono to 40-pound 50-pound mono to 40-pound fluorocarbon, which is fine. You can do that. You should never go vice versa on that. Kind of depends on what type of mono you're casting. You know, there are monos that cast better than others, you know, like the XXX or copolymer lines cast a little better than the monofilament lines, you know. And it just takes practice, you know. Some of the different spectras cast better than others. I think if you find one that's a little more rounder, they'll cast better than the flat spectras. And Rick could probably tell you more on which spectra is cast better than I can, because I don't remember all the names and stuff like that.
Car Pro Max Quattro.
Yeah, and that Super 8 Slick's a really good casting
one.
Good
caster,
I mean, Tom, you know, there's not a right or a wrong answer to that. And that's the thing is, I would base it a little bit on whether you fish a lot more on a private boat or if you fish a lot more on sport boats. There's no denying the shorter that your top shot is, the better that your bait can swim, and it's got less drag behind it, and it can pull line off the reel better, and you potentially can get bit better. On the flip side of that, it does not cast as good. You know, Spectra does not cast as good as mono, so when you're using a longer top shot, it's going to be easier on you for casting as far as backlash and that kind of things goes. There's a lot more stretch. You are a lot less apt to get into a tangle when you're fishing with monofilament, and how are any of those bad things, you know? And in your rod length that you asked, that's a great question too. Undoubtedly, the longer the rod, the better your casting distance, but the shorter the rod, the better your leverage. And who's to say whether one of those is right or wrong? So you're barking up the right tree. Unfortunately, it's just not one of those things that has a black or white answer. You know, you do this and you don't do that. It's just it's up to you to decide what's a more important factor. if you are going to fish with a short top shot, you just need to know going into it that you need to be really on top of your bait. You need to know where that bait is gone and how you're fishing it. And just knowing that a longer top shot will allow you to make a lot more mistakes and not pay the price for it.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Well, good morning, you guys. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick and Carl. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Really
talking
good,
fishing. It's the highlight of our week,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You bet it is. So anyhow, I thought I'd give you guys a report on the last trip that got in last Wednesday. That was the Jerry Brown 18-day trip. Had 16 passengers on it.
Oh,
overall,
gosh.
Pete, it was kind of a tough trip, but they did have good wahoo fishing. They had 175 wahoo for the 16 passengers, so that's a darn good average on the wahoo. And tuna fishing was scratchy. Largest fish was caught by Rocky Opliger, and it was a kite fish on a flying fish. That fish weighed 225 pounds. First and second place was taken by Mike Brown with a 198 and a 193. Both of those fish were caught on sardine. And, you know, tuna fishing overall was tough. They had very tough weather coming home. They did fish bluefin tuna on the last day of the trip, Tuesday, March 31st. They were fishing right outside Colonnette, about 10 miles. They had 35 bluefin tuna, 50 to 70 pounds, with Don Burnside landing 130 pounder.
Oh,
right on.
What a trip, man, and a nice way to finish it up. Now, let me ask you, Frank, did they keep – obviously they were on their way home, but they must have kept some of their gear ready to go and stop for that bluefin, right?
Oh, yeah, that was the plan for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, naturally with 3.5 days of traveling, and especially in rough weather, the guys had time to rig accordingly for the bluefin. And as you, as most people have known, unfortunately, we had to cancel the Nakaki 18-day trip that was supposed to leave April 3rd. We've also had to cancel the April 23rd John Collins trip, 18-day trip, due to the government order. Meanwhile, we have started maintenance. We have 5 crew members right in the midst of maintenance. And hopefully we will be able to start earlier than our schedule indicates with running some day-and-a-half, two-and-a-half day trips fishing bluefin tuna.
Boy, that would be exciting.
I forgot to mention that on that 18-day trip, as you know, when the sharks are bad, it can be pretty frustrating, and they did have shark problems just about everywhere they went. That made that part of it tough. But, you know, it's a resilient group. Don Burnside's an amazing man. I think he's right at 90 years old and still out there pulling on fish and loves it. So
I think that's so cool. That's
about all we got to report, Pete and Rick and Carl.
Frank, I have to ask, having done that 7-day Let's Talk hookup trip on the Royal Polaris to Guadeloupe this year, we had an amazing time. We had a great group of people. The boat, what must the Royal Polaris look like with 16 passengers on it? Because I know that with our full load, the boat is huge and it's so spacious, and we sat everybody in the galley at one time. You know, I mean, the boat is so big for a normal size load. What must it feel like with only 16 people on that rig? I just can't imagine. Yeah. You get lost.
You know, it's hard to imagine, but it's of those 16 passengers, they are so kickback that at least 8 to 10 of them are usually in the galley reading a book, and even when the fish bite, they're not in a big hurry.
Right.
They are a very
that's
kickback
so cool.
group, and for, you know, that's both of the Jerry Brown trips. And very, very rarely is there more than 8-9 guys fishing at one time. So
wow,
it's like being on a six-pack that's 115 feet long.
that's pretty nice.
That's
a good description.
Hey, any big projects on the Royal Polaris or just general maintenance?
Well, Pete, we are doing, you know, last year we completely finished remodeling all the staterooms. All the staterooms are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
there are
guess.
Some things like new cushions in the galley, new carpeting, some new wallpaper, you know, where it's shown some wear. maintenance-wise and mechanically we're going to be in top shape. How much more than that, I don't know for sure, because it depends on our haul-out date when we're hauling out of the water and what people are going to be available to us to do certain types of work. So it's hard to say what else we're going to be doing, but obviously we're going to have to watch costs, but we're going to be in top shape ready for the season when the dear Lord allows us to get going again.
Yeah, you're here. Well, Frank, if somebody wants to book a trip on the Royal Polaris or the Shogun, how do we get a hold of you guys?
All right. Well, thank you for asking, Pete. You can do that online, or you can call Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 10:30 in the morning. That's the only times we have the gals in the office, 8:30 to 10:30 in the morning, Monday through Thursday. And then also you can book online at either RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com. And let me mention also that the Shogun is completely ready to go, all done with all its Coast Guard inspections. They did their haul out. They've done some beautiful work. They've done a lot of formica work. They've done carpeting work. They've done mechanical work. The boat is in probably the best shape it's been in a long time. And Renee and Paul are just on it. Those guys have done a phenomenal job, okay?
That's great news.
Yeah.
Wow, fantastic. Frank Lopresti, Royal Polaris and Shogun, appreciate that. You and Kathy stay safe and healthy and happy, okay?
We'll do that. You guys take care and God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, thanks for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
At Olokai, we handcraft Hawaiian-inspired footwear, finding inspiration in Hawaiian culture and craftsmanship. Fishing is at the heart of the Hawaiian culture today, just as it's been for centuries. Generations of fishermen and women cast inshore and offshore in search of the next big catch. No matter how they do it, there's attention to detail and respect for the ocean that guides their passion. At Olokai, they believe in the same attention to detail when crafting the highest quality shoes and sandals. Olokai's water-friendly Nohea Moku slip-on shoe features razor sipping with non-marking rubber for extra grip on the deck, the dock, or the rocks. And it's designed for easy on-off barefoot wear. And when it comes to sandals that perform, Olokai's new Ulele provides the comfort and durability of a sneaker for those long days on the boat or shore. Whether you're loading up the boat, shoreline fishing from the rocks, or scoping out the best place to set up on the beach, Olokai takes you further. Shop or find your local retailer at olokai.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here talking fishing with Carl from Fisherman's Landing. And speaking of fishing, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our catch report. Hey, I want to remind you our catch report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and those famous tuna burgers. Also, don't forget, like we talked about yesterday, you can order online and have it shipped right to your door. A special treat during these trying times. They have some super killer specials on their smoked fish, jerky, cheese, and rubs. We talked about it yesterday. Fisherman's Processing is going to honor all of their Fred Hall deals through the end of the month, which I thought was really cool. And if you live within selected zip codes, they will deliver for free orders of $25 or more directly to your door. If you don't really want to be engaging with a lot of people, you can purchase your entire order online and have it available for curbside pickup. They're just really going on to hook everybody up. They have all those pantry items that we talked about yesterday. If you need flour and yeast and those kinds of things, they'll take care of all that for you. So just a good partner of the community, and we sure appreciate that. So check it out, or just visit them at their online, visit them online or at their Liberty Station location. That's fishermansprocessing.com.
Indeed. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru man, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey,
Gundy.
We're doing well. Talking fishing.
Yeah, you know, I found out from, you know, my tackle shops, you know, a lot of them are open, Blue Water, Pacific Coast, I think catch them and big fish there. And, you know, there are a few nooks and crannies, and I would just do a little research, talk to those guys, and then make sure, you know, where you're going to fish is open. But, you know, this is the time of year, and we've got pretty darn good fishing. You know, a barred perch is one of the most accessible and probably one of the most caught game fish in the surf zone, you know, anywhere from Morro Bay, probably to northern Baja. You can find them on the open beaches, in the trenches, in the holes. But they also orient around structure like reefs and jetties and piers. You know, before the shutdown, the barred perch fishing was red hot, and that's typical. March, April, May, I'd say, are the best months for getting the bigger fish and the spawners. The barred perch are kind of unique. They have live babies, which is really rare in the fish world. Most of it is an egg, and then they spawn an egg, you know, so it's kind of a strange deal. You know, Pacific Coast before the shutdown had a 2-pound, 2-ounce perch in their derby there. So, you know, when you're getting 2-pounders on the southern beaches, that's pretty darn good fishing. And, that is where, probably the larger fish in the species are usually found. Santa Barbara, Ventura, Oxnard, you know, getting a 3-pound model isn't out of the ordinary. And year in, year out, this is where you're going to find the trophies. And, you know, you can take, that's the other thing about perch, you can take them a variety of ways, both artificials and naturals. You know, we always talk about the gulp sandworms. That's one of the strongest baits. I'm an old school grubber. I like throwing grubs for perch, you know, on a Carolina rig, an inch and a half, 2-inch grub, something like that, motor oil or clear red flakes, another favorite. That's a good way to take them. And the trophy hunters these days, and we talk about it on the show a lot, Pete, they're throwing those hard jerk baits and up to 110 size, which is a 5-inch bait. That's a real large bait for a barred perch. But, you know, if you're looking for a trophy and these guys will catch 3-pound fish on those big baits, that's what you're looking for. Not a lot of bites, but the right ones. Then lugworms, mussels, they're good natural baits. Sandworms, bloodworms, cut anchovies, shrimp, squid, all that stuff works. But I would say one of the best big fish natural baits for barred perch would be ghost shrimp. And, Pete, you know well how good a ghost shrimp works.
Oh, yeah.
Everything eats
a ghost shrimp.
Everything eats, and everything big eats a ghost shrimp. So
yeah,
that's just kind of
for
the
sure.
view of the perch. And if you do have beaches that are open, you know, the perch fishing is darn good right now.
That's awesome, Gundy. Well, it sounds good. Hey, appreciate your report
totally.
You know, keeping up the breast of what's going on out there on the beach and the water. And when we get back on it, you'll know what to do. Thanks, Gundy Gunderson. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
That sounds good, guys. Thank you. Have a good show.
All right. Hey, that wraps up our catch report. 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for your live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as a standard hook. Get it selected tackle stores and be ready to get bit. What a perfect hook for fishing that bluefin, like Carl was talking about at the beginning of the show, when you need to be able to... Just like Frank was saying on the Royal Polaris, most of that fish was 40 to 70 pounds, but Don Burnside had a 130-pounder. So that Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is light enough that a small bait can still swim real well, but when you, you know, when you accidentally hook a fish that's 100 and a half, you've got enough steel to deal with it. So
no doubt.
A really great choice. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, and more with Carl Schmidt. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet with a fresh new look. The Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.